Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much for making your way here and checking out this episode in this series. If you like what you hear and you're not already, I really hope you hit the subscribe button. Become a subscriber of this series because we put out three brand new interviews every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. You can find us at all the major spots too. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, or even YouTube, where a lot of video versions of these interviews land over there. And I'm Kyle Meredith. Today I'm going to be talking with legendary guitarist of The Doors, Robbie Krieger. He's got a couple of things in the mix. We'll be discussing the 50th anniversary of The Doors' Morrison Hotel, a record that he says was kind of a back to basics, how Jim Morrison wanted to do a blues album. We'll talk about the guitar solo on the song Peace Frog. It's one of my favorite moments on that album, which Krieger will tell you was really Chuck Berry inspired. And we'll hear about Roadhouse too, especially with Lonnie Mack playing bass on that song and how he ended up in the band for that temporary moment. And then into the more present day, Krieger has just come out with a brand new record, his first one in a while, called The Ritual Begins at Sundown. I find a connection between this and Morrison Hotel in a song called The Hitch, a very blues-based track. There's also a strong Frank Zappa connection on this record as well. And he gives us a very small tease about next year's 50th anniversary of The Doors' L.A. Woman. Let's get into it. It's Kyle Meredith with Robbie Krieger.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, man. I know we got a couple of things to talk about. A brand new album, The Ritual Begins at Sundown, which I absolutely love, and the 50th anniversary of The Doors' Morrison Hotel. Revisiting the past. I mean, this is a... First off, congratulations on that new record.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it's the first one in a while.
Yeah, I guess it is. And I'll tie into that in just a few moments, but, you know, quickly hitting on that 50th of Morrison Hotel. It's interesting now that I look back on it. I can't be the first person to say this, too, because it seems like a lot of critics at that point had written about it being kind of this, you know, return to basics, you know, the blues album. But it's still kind of a high art. I mean, it's painted as a concept album. When prior you had seemed to have made, like, epic single songs, but not a full record. Was that the intent going into Morrison Hotel?
Well, we just wanted to get kind of back to basics, you know, and make a fun album, you know what I mean? Because the one before, you know, South Parade, it just kind of took forever. forever, and it was like, you know, it had all that extra stuff on it with the horns and strings. So we wanted to do something, you know, more fun for us. And it was, you know. I wrote a lot of new music ideas, and Jim did all the words on this album. So, you know, the previous one, I had written quite a few of the words, and yeah, there was some good stuff, you know, Touch Me and all that. But we wanted to get back to the basics, and Jim really wanted to do a blues album. That was his idea. And, you know, and there was some kind of bluesy stuff on there, especially Roadhouse.
And you, I mean, you may not have written the songs, but your stamps are all over this. One of my favorite moments on that album is your solo in Peace Frog, because it's just seamless how it's part of the musical conversation. Did you plan those out, or is that just the way it flows out of you?
On that one, I wanted to kind of play something Chuck Berry-like, you know, but then they put all this echo on it and stuff, and it kind of made it different, but I'd never really done Chuck Berry, who I loved, you know, and that's really why I started playing electric guitar, was because of Chuck Berry. And, you know, everybody, of course, copies Chuck Berry, but I tried to do something like him, but a little different, you know.
I love it. I love that moment. You mentioned Roadhouse Blues, and on the this anniversary edition, we do hear, you know, several versions of that, and different bass players, which is always the really interesting thing about those alternate takes. What were you looking for, you know, to go through several bass players and finally arriving at the final one, I guess?
Well, the feel, you know, that's what you always want from a bass player. And I believe on Roadhouse, it was Lonnie Mack was the only bass player on that one. We had another guy, Ray Neapolitan. Maybe he was on one of the other takes or something, but I forget. But it was just amazing to have Lonnie play bass, because, you know, he'd never played bass before, believe it or not. And, you know, he was a guitar player. He's a famous guitar player. And he, the funny thing was that he, at that point, he had quit music. He'd had it. He was sick of it, and he was selling Bibles out of the back of his car. Yeah, and one of the guys at Electra just happened to see him driving down the street, and he, "Hey, Lonnie, what are you doing?" And he got him a job at Electra, just kind of to be a handyman, sweep up the place, whatever, you know. And so he hadn't been playing, and our bass player, Ray Neapolitan, didn't show up that night for one reason or another. And so we asked him, "Hey, Lonnie, can you play bass on this? It's just the blues, you know." He said, "Well, I'll try. I never played bass before." But he played the most amazing bass part. I'm sure you noticed it, but well, when it goes into that chorus, it's just like a freight train, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I'll say, you know, kind of tying it in, as far as the blues go, it does make an appearance on your new record, The Ritual Begins at Sundown. To me, at least, as I hear it, The Hitch could be the connector between the two albums we're talking about today. It certainly feels that way.
Yeah, glad you noticed that. Yeah, we just did a video of The Hitch a couple of weeks ago. We actually did it was a video for Burning Man, and it was mostly the door stuff, but then we stuck The Hitch in there, and we're using it as a video for my album. You can see it on my website if you want, robbiekrieger.com.
Yeah, now there's you're playing with some old friends that used to also be in Zappa's band, and you talk about him quite a lot. What do you still get from Zappa's music? Because there does seem to be that obvious influence on your new record.
Well, you know, I used to know Frank back in the Mothers of Invention days, you know, and then To tell you the truth, I was not really a big fan of them. You know, I thought their music was, you know, it was good, but, you know, he would always have to have these, you know, jokes and try to make it funny. And, it just wasn't my cup of tea. But then he started getting a little more serious. After that, he got get guys like George Duke and all these fantastic musicians. And at that point, my buddy Arthur Barrow became his bass player and band leader. So that's when I met Arthur and started writing stuff with him. And I was just getting into jazz at that time. So Arthur knew a lot of the other Zappa guys, and so they turned out that a lot of them got to be on this album. So it's not as though we were trying to recreate Zappa or anything. It was just a lot of the, you know, just that Frank was great at finding these musicians, and I used them.
Well, the results are fantastic, Robbie. I really do enjoy hearing this record, The Ritual Begins at Sundown. I've heard you say that there are other albums in the can, so hopefully we'll hear those sooner than later at some point. But congratulations on this one, and thank you for all the music in the past too with The Doors. Again, that 50th anniversary of Morrison Hotel as well.
All right. Next year we're going to have the 50th of L.A. Woman, so there'll be some cool stuff on that too.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Robbie. It was great talking to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye. My thanks to Robbie Krieger. My thanks to you for checking out this episode. Again, before you get out, I do hope you hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all of the interviews that we put out every single week. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, or wherever you like to get your podcasts from. Just type in Kyle Meredith With, hit subscribe, and then head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them at Kyle Meredith. Hope you like and follow along there as well. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris. The list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.